From South Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and many points in between, this is Political Talk on AnnenbergRadio.org and NeonTommy.com. I'm Max Schwartz with Katie Gregg and Jenna DeKnight. Today on Political Talk, the congressional escape hatch, the House and Senate agree to increase the debt limit and open the government. What will it take to have a deal? The 2014 midterm elections. We talk about what Wednesday night's deal-making means for 2014. On Wednesday night, with less than 2 hours before the Treasury said the government would run out of cash, the House passed the Senate bill to end the shutdown and increase the debt limit, or ceiling. The vote count was 285 to 144. President Obama signed the bill into law early Thursday morning. So with that, and also that means that the Office of Management and Budget ordered people to go back to work, what do you think this says about Congress, that they struck a deal at the last minute yet again?
Well, I mean, it certainly took them a long enough time. I'm happy that they ultimately were able to put their aside their differences and come to an agreement. But I do think that it took way too long. I don't know. We lost $24 billion, I believe, over having a shutdown the past 16 days. And I just think that we had that go on for way too long because, I mean, we just should not be losing out on that much money. People weren't being paid with their jobs. National parks were shut down. Weddings were ruined. It was just an absolute debacle.
How are weddings ruined?
Because people that had weddings planned for months and like years in state parks,
on
it's
state
so
parks,
sad.
Yes, but not directly because of like money issues.
No,
or
not because,
well,
of money
clerks.
Issues. Well, but think how long you plan for this, like, special day in your life,
yes.
And then that was so sad.
What I have a question about is actually, what would have happened if this agreement hadn't been made? You know, if the government had run out of money, as they said, like what would have been those consequences?
There wouldn't have been money to pay the spending that Congress has already committed to. Our credit rating would probably fall. Fitch warned us about that. I think we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I think it's still possible.
I just think it's a lot of empty threats, and it pushes deals to be made. So, you know, by saying, "Oh no, we're going to run out of money," like it forces people to make agreements that maybe they wouldn't want to if there were.
Well, this was going to pass, and I think there were a lot of Republicans, and Steve King of Iowa is definitely one of them, that said that he didn't vote for it, but it was going to pass anyway. And we had the Kentucky kickback on this, but I will get back to that in a moment. But no, I don't. This was not a bunch of empty threats, because the government wouldn't have been able to borrow any more money. We wouldn't have been able to pay for anything once we officially ran out of money. It would have added to the debt.
And we really would have lost our credibility, I think, as a nation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but even the rating said that they would have maybe thought about lowering our rating as a nation.
They warned us if we hadn't come to an agreement soon.
So they were going to maybe consider it. That doesn't mean that they were for sure going to lower our rating.
Well,
another way that the media is like pressuring.
Well, they gave a warning, and that warning was that if we didn't do it, they were going to lower our credit rating. But Standard & Poor's lowered our credit rating last time during the 11th, after we struck a deal at the 11th hour. So anything could still happen now. Well, and I definitely think that, as I said, it did ruin our world credibility. Obama didn't go to the summit in the South Pacific, in Asia, or in Southeast Asia, rather.
I just think letting
China was the dominant force.
I just think that letting this issue drag on so long, it really lost us so much credibility as a nation. I think the people of America just lost so much faith in the government, mm-hmm. and like we're just so disappointed, because nowadays, like with the engagement of media and politics, is just so proximate to everybody, and like I think we've placed more like trust and faith in them, like to guide and protect our country as they should. And just the fact that the debates were just going on way too long and just being carried out way too long. I mean, literally, we lost so much money and we're already in trillions mm-hmm. of dollars of debt. And it's just, I think it's really
disappointing. And defaulting would have added to that debt, because the Treasury bonds would have gone up the interest rates would have gone up, which means that it would have added to how much the government would have had to pay on those interest bonds. But that leads me to another question. We'll talk about this later, but Ted Cruz is the two-word
right.
answer to that question. But what does it tell us? I know that some of us are Ted Cruz fans. Don't let that offend us. What does this tell us, that the Congress would be willing to wreck the economy over this? And going back to your point about our allies were desperately worried that we were going to default, and they were very disappointed, and it's hurt our diplomatic missions abroad. But so, yeah, what do you think about Congress jeopardizing U.S. economic growth?
I mean, I think it's kind of a necessary issue. A lot of, I think...
Necessary? It was necessary to hold the government hostage?
Well, not necessary, maybe for the Republican Party who doesn't believe, or those in the Republican Party who don't want Obamacare. I think it's taking a stance. I mean, it's taking a strong stance, and like maybe we didn't win the battle, or the Republican Party didn't win the battle, but I don't think that means that it's over. I think that this has really raised a lot of attention to the issue, and it's bad that we've had to. It is over for at least the next two years.
Are you kidding me?
As long as President
Obama, the situation is not solved whatsoever.
No, but it's
postponed and for another either 6 to 9 months, and then we're
not
just
even,
gonna have to deal with
even.
It all over again.
This is postponed until January.
Well, until January.
January 15th for the government being open, and February 7th for the debt limit extension.
Which means we're just going to talk about it again
March.
Are you talking about Obamacare not being over, or are you talking about this not being over?
Well, Obamacare is over, right? It's in the law.
Yes, and I was going to say, as long as Obama's president, this isn't going anywhere.
Well, I was just saying that the Republicans were fighting that maybe it wouldn't go.
I know,
yes,
but
Congress isn't supposed to operate like that.
And there was no hope, though, for that to be challenged. Because
absolutely.
No Democrats would have let that happen, and even if they had, Obama would have vetoed it, and it would never have gone through. So that's just not It was just kind of, I think it's funny, because didn't Ted Cruz kind of like claim like a victory somewhat?
Well, no, he didn't claim victory.
I would like to say that, okay, so this is Senator Mike Lee of Utah said, he's a Republican, he said, quote, "Some say we shouldn't have fought because we couldn't win, but this country wasn't built by fighting only when victory was absolutely certain," end quote. So, I mean, yeah, that's how I kind of view it. It's like
they held the government, they held it hostage, and they rigged the rules of the House.
They made a point. They showed their stance, and they held strong, I mean, only for 16 days, but I don't know. I think
that 16 days that cost 16 us $24 billion
in the economy.
In 3 years, is it really going to be that big of a deal?
In 3 years,
in 6 months, is it really going to be that big of a deal?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
What happened in the past few weeks? I think, like prior to elections and whatnot. So, if this issue is like still being talked about right then it'll affect, I think, elections. But other than that, it's going to be like ancient history.
Now, going back to my point about rigging the votes, there is a video that surfaced with Rep. Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, and they changed Rule 22, Section 4 of the House rules. When I say they, I mean the Republican majority. Yeah. So that way, only the majority leader or his designees would be able to bring a bill up for a vote that the chambers could not agree on. Previously, it was any member of the House could bring up a vote that they didn't want, that the chambers couldn't agree on, and they changed that so it would only be Eric Cantor
Boehner
or his designees. Boehner could have been a designee of Eric Cantor. But I do want to say that, obviously, this is a temporary solution. Do you think this will happen again on January 15th and February 7th, respectively? Because for some reason, President Obama doesn't think it will.
What just happened? The shutdown?
Well,
we're not going to shut down again in January. I mean, that's not. Is that an issue?
Yes, it is.
Are you talking about Article 22?
No, I'm talking about this whole issue of this 11th hour deal making, the quote unquote escape hatch. The government will shut down on January 15th if there aren't more appropriations.
Well, Obama, I know, has said no, and that's because he says he's going to work more closely with the Republican Party in making necessary budget cuts. And I would like to think that Republicans and Democrats will be able to work together and compromise.
And I think that that's...
But, you know, I think it could happen.
And I think it's a greater possibility now because of what just happened with, like, America's disappointment with their inability to cooperate and just work together. And also the fact now that Obamacare is signed in, that whole issue really, they're not going to be opposing that. So there's more room for them to come
together. What do you think about the debt limit?
I don't exactly know how they'll work that out. But, I mean, I'm just saying now that Obamacare isn't going to be an issue for them to argue about, I feel like they'll be able
they
to come up
They could still try to argue it.
Yeah,
they're going to still try to argue it.
Yeah, I agree. No, but
yeah,
the
but
debt,
they're still going to they've already said they're still going to
When
gonna
we're
try
arguing
to
about
work
the debt ceiling, we're going to be talking about budget cuts, right? So then there's always room for
spending,
budget cuts.
This is the first time since the Korean War that we have spending down 2 years in a row.
Well, that's great.
And
Shouldn't
repealing
we keep
and
going
repealing Obamacare
down?
Would increase the deficit.
How so?
How so? Because it takes away the medical device tax if you repeal it. It takes away people having to have the government pay for their health care because they're not going into they will be under the bill. People are forced to buy insurance, which means they won't be going to the emergency room to have the government pay for their health coverage.
But don't you think it'll ultimately end up being paid by the government? Like a lot of people's insurance, because if people...
No, there's government subsidies, but that's different than paying the full cost. And those come in from the added tax revenues.
And wasn't there, though, an amendment that government or...
But tax
sorry,
revenues...
Excuse
me,
about?
Can
sorry.
I just... Tax revenues, isn't that just more taxes on the people or on...
No, they're taxing medical device companies, which is new.
Oh, right. Okay,
The tax on medical devices is new.
But I'm just saying, with the passing Obamacare, Republicans had like a little bit of saying it almost because they were
passed, but there was not a Republican vote.
Well, they were able to confirm the eligibility of people receiving federal subsidies under the healthcare program, so that it wouldn't go to people that didn't really need it. Correct?
That's very well. Yes, it verified subsidies, but they wanted to chop away at the law, which is why, frankly, this was a relatively useless battle because there was nothing about taking away the law in the final bill, which was House Resolution 2775. Well, I want to turn now to the man of the last 2 weeks, Ted Cruz, who is the Tea Party front runner right now, or appears to be the leader of that faction. And CNN played a clip of various moderate Republican congressmen, and essentially all of them saying they cannot stand what this man did. So I want to ask you, what do you think this means for Ted Cruz? Do you think that he will be done, or do you think that mainstream Republicans will be done?
I think that, I mean, I honestly don't think Ted Cruz stands a chance.
In what race are we talking about?
Well, isn't he running for presidential election?
Well, that's we think that, but in my point...
Are you talking about 2014?
I'm not exactly sure which class of senator he is, but my point being, I'm asking whether you think he'll have a chance, whether you're talking about he won't have a chance in the presidential or in his Senate race.
I don't think he'll have a chance in his Senate race either. I think he's really lost a lot of credibility in this whole entire scenario. Yeah. I think he's just acted kind of unprofessionally, I would say. I don't think he has the opportunity to really climb up anymore in the
The newspaper of his hometown doesn't support him anymore. Yeah. They retracted their support, so it's kind of like, and he's from Texas, right? So yeah. That says a lot, I think.
And like I said, it goes back to it being a useless fight because ultimately nothing was done.
Right, he spearheaded an argument with no real chance of winning.
That's debatable, though. I mean, it brought a lot of attention to.
It brought attention.
Not have been thinking about. Okay, what's Obamacare? What exactly does it mean? It brought a lot of attention to that, so now maybe more people.
But it ultimately didn't do anything in the reopening the government debate. Right. And frankly, I think the government would be closed right now if it wasn't tied to the debt ceiling being lifted. If those were two independent bills, I am fairly sure at this point, given the partisan divide, we would still have a closed government. But I want to go back to my question though. Do you think that the Tea Party Republicans are going to be done, meaning they're not going to win Congress, or do you think that the mainstream Republicans are going to be on their way out?
No, I think that the Tea Party Republicans are definitely going to take more of the heat from this.
Okay. Jenna?
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Okay. And I want to talk about political courage for a moment. We've addressed it in the Ted Cruz issue. John Boehner, he depending on who you talk to, he could be a Democrat's best friend right now, and he could be the Tea Party's worst enemy, or Tea Party's best friend and the Democrats' worst enemy. But do you think this proves he's a weak speaker?
Because he's has such a
because he couldn't control his own party.
I mean, honestly, I think there's just a huge divide in the Republican Party right now. I mean, I think that's an issue in itself. It doesn't really have to do. I guess he is supposed to be able to control his party. I see that, but I think the Republican Party is going two separate ways. And
so, do you think the Tea Party is going to form its own party?
I don't know if they would have enough support, honestly, to form their own party. But I think they would need to because I don't think they're going to get.
It's just such extreme views right now that
people
it
who
make
consider
sense.
Themselves Republicans.
There are mainstream Republicans.
A lot
Tea
of the
party
time, really disagree with a lot of the Tea Party values,
and therefore it would make sense to form two separate parties because it's too much to have all this conflict in one party.
But the Tea Party is such a small.
They're small but powerful.
Small
but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is actually deciding what to do with which fact, whether they're going to support the Tea Party, whether they're going to support a conservative Democrat, it's all in flux now.
When would the parties divide? Is there a certain date, or
no.
Would it have to happen by the 2014 midterm elections, or what's
most
really
likely
the...
if it's going to divide, it will divide, I'd say, by March. But that's just an educated guess. Based
and does
on,
that become an official like declaration that now they're divided, or is it just kind of a social
it depends,
like, progression?
It depends on which route they want to take. If they want to take the part of like a single issue party, then I don't know if there's any real formal way of doing it, but then that's their one issue, and once that one issue is gone, then they're done. Or they could just kind of try to divide and be like an independent, and we haven't had an independent candidate or a more moderate candidate win the presidency, we'll see what happens. But I do want to ask one more question before we switch topics, and that is, do you believe he could lose his speakership?
Boehner?
Yes.
I agree with Katie when she was saying that I don't think that it's his fault and necessarily means that he's a weak speaker for the recent events.
How is it not his fault that he couldn't rack in the votes
because,
for his own party?
Because I just think that it was a really tough group to manage.
So separated,
I think,
yes,
so...
but a strong speaker is expected, or the speaker's
if the Democrats were having a huge split in the party, wouldn't that be the same issue? I mean,
well, I'm fairly sure Nancy Pelosi, being the speaker that she's proven to be by passing the Affordable Care Act through the House, she wouldn't let said faction rise up in the own party.
Well, is there said faction in the Democrat Party? Democratic
well, you've got more liberal Democrats than you have conservative Democrats.
Right, but is there as strong of a...
No,
divide.
But that also proves how the Democratic Party is more organized because you have them unified.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the Republican Party right now is not unified. And I think that's an issue with the party, but I don't think that has to do with
Boehner. And I don't
think
it's Boehner's fault, because just because you have a rough circumstance when you're a leader, there's just
things that happen. The divide in the Republican Party is just, I think it's just happening as we progress. I think that most people, as
fair
I
point.
Tend to see, are younger people tend to be more liberal conservatives, and the older people who are more traditional tend to be leaning towards the Tea Party. But it's just...
I mean, fair
and
point.
To wrap it up, I do think that people are going to look at it and say that he didn't do a good enough job controlling his party and whatnot. So yes, he might lose his privileges as speaker. Is that what you just said? Or
lose
the question you just asked?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, he could. It's definitely
I think he could.
Possible.
It's a strong possibility, but I'm just saying, ultimately, I don't really think it was his fault, because it was a tough party to control.
Well, again, that goes back to the debate of weak speaker, strong speaker. This could go on in circles.
Yeah.
But I thought one final point I do want to make, though, is that after this happened in 2011, I believe it was whenever the last time this happened, I apologize for not knowing the date.
The last time what happened?
We had the debt ceiling last minute deal.
Yeah.
He did punish the Tea Party people that went against him. So it'll be interesting to see whether that happens. And our second topic for today is the 2014 midterm elections. And again, it is actually not too far away to talk about, because we have events of Wednesday night that are going to affect that, and it will go by very, very fast. This may be an incident that may not ever be forgotten in the Republican Party, and certainly not forgotten in 2014. So with that, I ask you, how do you think this will affect 2014? And do you think this will be washed off as party politics?
I think that it completely depends on where we go with the debt ceiling over the next 6 to 9 months. Because if we kind of are...
Again, where are you getting 6 to 9 months from?
Okay. So I'm under the impression that the Democrats are likely to demand a debt limit extension into early summer, which would be 9 months. So that it would bring that closer to the 2014 elections.
But
and then
we
it
first
would be...
need to get past the February 7th debt limit.
No, I know. I'm aware of that. But then, just looking into the future, it would if the Democrats are able to make that happen in 9 months rather than six, then it'd be harder for the Republicans to stage another debt ceiling hostage crisis. And
thank you. I'm glad we're on board with calling it a hostage.
Okay, Max.
It was a hostage.
Okay.
Well, I just think that, you know, they're both kind of, the both parties are going to try to play their cards the best way they can and try to manage their time properly so that the issues in light at the time of elections benefit their party, obviously. So if Republicans, Republicans are controlling the House right now and Democrats are controlling the Senate. So I guess the main question is who are going to control those two, House and Senate, in the 2014 elections. And if Republicans are able to pick up six seats, they'll have majority in the Senate. So it's really a matter of, like, playing the cards right and just making everything happen in due timing so that, you know, either the Republicans are screwing up or the Democrats are screwing up, and then the other party will basically...
Okay, but do you think this will be washed off as party politics? Yes or no answer? Do you think this will be remembered?
Yes, unless it's killed.
Katie?
What do you mean party politics?
Like, do you think people will see this as part of the partisan process, or do you think people and like as any other incident, or do you think people are going to remember this?
Like, people would remember it as like a bad dream, bad thing. Yeah. Like, just, oh, that sucked when that happened, but it's not like a pressing issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think of course the media is going to bring it up over and over again, but.
See, I don't think business people, which is where money comes from in politics, I don't think business people are going to forget this. But then again, that's just my personal thought. And I want to transition now to Mitch McConnell. And to put it lightly, I think he's in very big trouble. He is facing a very, very conservative. Matt Bevin is his primary challenge, or his dominant primary challenge. He could either be thrown out there, or he could be thrown out against the Kentucky Democratic Secretary of State, Democratic Secretary of State, who is running against him, Allison Grimes. So with that, I ask you, how much trouble do you think Mitch McConnell's in, and when do you think he will lose? It took a lot of political courage for him to go out there and make a deal, and I think his conservative base, I think, will be upset the fact that he crossed the aisle, and I think for those that are more moderate or to the liberal side of the Republican spectrum would believe that this was annoying that they kept this going. So with that, I again raise the question: do you think this man? I guess I should add a question: do you think he will be? Do you think he will make it into the general election? If not, do you think he will be primaried, and do you think he'll lose the general election?
I think he still has a good chance of making it into the general election. The issue is that he's seen as, I believe the term rhino, is that a commonly used term, galloping to the left, Republicans? I don't know. Heard that term.
I've never
it's
heard
a new
that
one
term.
For me. Anyway.
While we're going on the animal references, I have heard people call him a turtle or a weasel.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I think there's the issue of him, you know, being kind of like a traitor to the Republican Party by making a deal with the Democrats, or at the same time by not making a deal earlier. But I still think he has a good chance. I mean, he did, after all, solve in this shutdown, which I think a lot of people will see as a positive.
And he did get the Kentucky kickback, which is $2 billion for his dam and locks project, which is a river that goes between Kentucky and Ohio. Ohio
Look
being the
that.
Home state of John Boehner. Jenna?
Yes. I don't have a huge opinion on that, but I do think that you know, those who are strong Republicans and feel that they that Mitch McConnell kind of, you know, traded or, you know, just kind of went to the left, is that the direction? Or
he,
the
compromised.
Right?
Yeah,
he compromised. Something that Republicans don't like.
Right, exactly. I just think that's going to lose him a lot of...
Let me rephrase that. Something that the Republican establishment, because Rance Priebus said don't give in.
Right, no, I'm just saying
not
that...
To compromise.
I think that people look to people that are very confident and, like, can stand strong and will hold strong to Republican policies and ideals and all that. And I just think that nominating and choosing a Republican leader, they're not going to choose someone that's going to stray.
I just think this takes us back to the issue of a unified Republican Party.
Yeah, I just think it's pretty screwy right now.
And I on that note, I do want to say that it would be very difficult to get a long-term budget deal because Paul Ryan voted against House Resolution 2775, which opened the government and avoided default. But I have one more question before we run out of time. And that is about the conservative groups. I mean, it was definitely evident here that there's going to be a fight, and I want to tie this into primary elections, there were conservative groups, very right Tea Party mm-hmm. conservative groups that issued warnings to any House member that voted for this that they will be primaried or something of that nature. My question is, do you think that these conservative groups are going to go after members of their own party that actually compromised? Again, going back to the idea that they generally don't like compromise. And two is, how many of these people that voted for it do you believe will be primaried?
Well, I'm going to have to say that I think it's possible that the more conservative Republicans will go after the more liberal Republicans. But at the same time, I mean, who would they rather have, more Republicans or more Democrats? So at the end of the day, they're going to support fellow Republicans.
Yeah, obviously they're going to support their own, everyone's going to support their own party at the end of the day. But I do, like I said, I think that, you know, people are going to want to have candidates that are, that hold strong to their party's values. So I think that's going to be.
What is the Republican Party's values?
Okay.
That's what's wrong, I think.
That's very true.
It's a big question.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in the primaries. And I want to leave on two closing notes, which are, currently the House has 232 Republicans, 200 Democrats. It takes 17 more Democrats to become the majority party in the House. The Senate has 52 Democrats, 46 Republicans, and 2 independents. Also, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up Wednesday, 10/16, more than 205.5 points, or 1.36%, because of hope of a deal. So that just kind of shows you what this all this rhetoric has on the stock market. Thank you very much for listening to Political Talk. We would like to thank Joel Zink, our engineer, and Karen Lowe and Willis Seidenberg, the Annenberg Radio News co-faculty advisors, for all of their help. From the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, I'm Max Schwartz, along with Katie Gregg and Jenna DeKnight. We hope to have you back next week, but in the meantime, you can reach us at politicaltalkpodcast@gmail.com and on Twitter by using the hashtag #politicaltalkpodcast.